Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the delightful children's book, The Adventures of Ezekiel Thornbird, a very special young puppy named Ezekiel was kidnapped from his family. He was rescued and placed into a loving, temporary home where he gained some very important knowledge. The author of the book is Lisa Gale Miles. Lisa grew up in the very small town of Joliet-ville, Indiana, raised in a loving family, one of seven children, graduated from Westfield Washington High School with a license in cosmetology. However, doing hair turned out to be more of a hobby than a career. Lisa Gale Myers, author of The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird, Following the Steps of the Great, A Journey Home, is our guest on This Week in America. Lisa, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rex. It's good to be here.
You also have a friend of yours who's with you on the program. If you're checking out the YouTube version, you'll see, Lisa, go ahead. Explain who your support system is there today, your co-editor as we're talking about the book.
This is my husband, Bill.
Bill, a pleasure to have you on the program. Bill will be here to assist as we go through in talking about this book that's receiving just rave reviews, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird. Lisa, where did this idea come from for this story and to publish the book?
Well, one day we have a job and I was folding some what we call programs, and I call it a mindless job. You know, my hands are busy, but my mind is wide open. And I'm just sitting there or standing there folding the programs. And all of a sudden, just out of the blue, it all just kind of popped into my head. So I am rushing through those programs. I'm doing this and I'm hurrying and hurrying. I ran in here and I started writing everything down as fast as I could. And I thought it was kind of crazy because I'm not really a reader, but this little storybook, you know, this story popped into my head and it's like, I gotta do it. You know, I not really got a lot of faith in myself, and I figured, well, you know, I don't think this came from me. So I went ahead and took that step and had it published.
That's just amazing. We'll talk about the story and how this whole thing came to be published. But Bill, when you heard what Lisa was thinking, what were your thoughts? Did I hear that right? She just said she's going to write a book.
Yeah, it kind of shocked me at first because I knew that her background with reading wasn't that well. But I thought, well, you know, she deserves a chance and why not? Let's go for it.
And the book is doing, again, so well. I'll give you all the information here. The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird is the title of the book. Lisa Gale Miles is the author. Book available at stratton-press.com, the publisher. Of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. Lisa, I didn't want to give too much of the book away. It's obviously the story of Ezekiel. Give us a little bit of background, what the book is about, without giving too much away, but give us some background, because it's really a fascinating story with a whole lot of lessons in there for young people and us older people as well.
Yes. Basically, the puppy was kidnapped, of course, and he grew up in a foster home. And when he realized that he might have a family out there, he decided that he needed to go look for them. And on the way, he met a lot of interesting characters. And as it is, it's technically he is a great Pyrenees breed. But when I said following the footsteps of the great, he's not technically the great, because he's, if you look closely, he's actually following the miracles of Jesus. And after each paragraph or after each chapter, there is a parable. And that's why I say it's following the footsteps of the great.
And this is such a remarkable journey that Ezekiel is on, and we learn something every step of the way. I mentioned that he learns, he gains some very important knowledge on this journey, and that knowledge is shared in Lisa's book, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird. Talk a little bit about actually writing the story. I understand what it started basically as a children's story and developed from there. Talk about that, because this is more than just a kid's book, isn't it?
Well, I did give some of the books to some adult friends of mine, and they really did like it. As I was going through it, I was just jotting, like I said, I was writing things down as fast as I could, and it just kept coming and kept coming, and it did turn out to be more than a children's book.
And you have so many lessons in here, which is really fascinating as well. And I want to talk about that, the significance in the story. But Bill, what were your thoughts as this was progressing, as you found out what the book was about, Ezekiel, and all of a sudden this goes from a little book to a book that's really got a lot of power behind it? What were your thoughts as this whole process was taking place?
Well, I must admit, I was quite fascinated about it. I say, you know, she's not a real good reader or anything like that. And, you know, it totally fascinated me that all of this book came out of her head.
That's amazing, because with that background, Lisa, were you surprised that somebody was helping you write this book? As again, you're there telling the story that evolved from a simple story into a story with so many layers and so many powerful messages.
Yeah, well, that's why I say the book didn't actually come from me. I was the vessel that wrote it down and took it running. But I was very surprised. I always say, I kind of say God has a sense of humor, because why would he want me to write a book?
Well, he called you, you answered, and the result speaks for itself. The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird. Talk about some of the significant aspects of the story, the themes that I talked about, because it's not just a dog gets lost. He finds a home. He's trying to find out where he came from. There are so many lessons all of us can learn from Ezekiel, aren't there?
Yes, well, there is. And there's a lot of stories in there that, instances that is actually true. Like when Ezekiel was licking the boys' eyes, back when I was about 7, one of my family members, aunt and uncle's dog, was licking my legs. And I don't like to be licked. I didn't like it. And I kept trying to get away from the dog, and the dog just started growling at me. And I'm going, I'm afraid to move. And my uncle came in and says, what's wrong, honey? And I said, it keeps licking me and I don't like it. And he said, oh, I had some sores on my legs that just would not heal for anything. And he said, oh, honey, let the dog lick your legs until he's done. And I said, but I don't like it. And he said, well, just let him lick them, okay? So I let the dog lick my legs until he just got up and left. And it was on no time at all that those sores healed up. And I was, even then, I was amazed, but I never thought about it. I mean, and there in this, here it comes out in the story as God's pouring it in my head and I'm writing it down. I'm going, oh my gosh. And my niece said, Lisa, God has been working on you for many years for this to all come out. Wow, because there's several things in there that kind of hits home on my part, period.
Well, it's interesting. So, it's not something that just happened one time. It sounds like this had been building. These stories have been building, and now was the time to tell them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a time for everything, and I guess this was the time. God figured this was the right time, so I was prepared to do what I had to do.
Well, you mentioned how you use parables in the book. The book is The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird, following the steps of the great A Journey Home by Lisa Gale Myers, the author and our guest on the program. Are there any particular miracles or parables that you favor over the other in the book?
I guess because I grew up with a little less self-esteem than I should have. I'm very fond of Sabrina. Ezekiel was, just kind of, he was very happy and he was, just going down the road, not really paying attention to what he was doing. And he kind of bumped into a girl and she wasn't, she didn't see him coming because she had on a very big hat that covered her whole face. Well, they got to talking and they just had a really good time talking. And so Ezekiel finally asked her, said, "Why do you wear those big, ugly, gaudy hats?" And she said, "It's because I'm ugly." And he said, "Oh, no, sis, I'm sure you're not ugly. You have got such a wonderful personality. How do you know you're ugly?" And she says, "Because way back in school, everybody told me I was ugly." And he said, "Can I see?" And so she reluctantly started tipping, pulling her hat off. And Ezekiel is just with anticipation, just waiting to see what is underneath that ugly hat. And she got it off and Ezekiel's holding his breath into anticipation. And he just, soon as he sees, that hat tip all the way off, he says, "Oh my gosh, you're beautiful." And she's got a great big birthmark on her face. And he said, "Oh my gosh, the birthmark looks like a peacock feather." And he says, "It's beautiful." He said, "Peacocks are very important birds. They got a lot of, power behind them." Yes. The meaning of peacocks got a lot of power behind them. And said, "It is absolutely beautiful." And he said, "Don't you ever hide that again. You have no idea what you're keeping, you're hiding from yourself and from the world. Said, you need to let your light shine." And basically that's the one. You don't hide your light under a bushel. You let it shine.
So lessons like that we'll learn from Ezekiel in the book by Lisa Gale Myers, our guest on the program, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornburg. Book available, published by Stratton Press. You'll find it there, stratton-press.com, amazon.com, all of the usual places. Lisa, what do you hope the readers get out of this story? What do you hope when it's over with they remember that? And there will be times, I guarantee you, when you're reading the story, you're going to stop and think and learn lessons as you go. But when it's over, what do you hope they get out of the story, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornburg?
I guess I just want them to be, I want them to be happy. I want them to find a peace in their self. No, there's a better way.
Yes. Well, and you do that, or Ezekiel does that. Ezekiel does that through you, that you encourage people to take a look at themselves and take a look at others a little bit differently as you're reading the book, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornburg. We love Ezekiel. Have you always been an animal lover?
When I was little, of course, all kids love animals.
Yes.
As I was, when I grew up, my daughter, she was our firstborn, she is all about animals. She loves animals and more than people. And I found out that I do love animals. I just love them to be somebody else's. And she wanted animals of every, she begged us for a skunk.
Wow.
And I mean, she wants animals of all kinds. And we, it didn't make me happy, but we ended up getting some cats, and then we got some dogs, and then Amber's older here, and she, the cats, you know, they get on the bed and get on the dogs get on the bed. And I am still not an animal person. You know, I don't want them on, I don't want them on the furniture. You know, they're here, but I don't want them on my furniture. And Amber will come up and she'll say, Mom, can you help me? And I'm going, that means I have to touch them. See, I would just rub them right on the nose, you know, with just a couple of fingers, you know. I don't use my whole hand. So, but all of a sudden I decided, you know, something happened and I am not sure what, but I was frustrated. And I was walking through the house and I stopped in the middle room and I kind of looked up to the ceiling and I said, you better fix them or fix me. And I always say God kind of chuckled and said, there's only one of you. So because them was Bill and Amber and Brandon, because they all wanted the animals. They all loved, I loved the animals, but I didn't, you know, I didn't love them enough to touch them have them in the house. But yeah, and before I knew it, I didn't even know what was happening until all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I've got my arms around them, hugging them, and they're sleeping with us. We've got three cats and two dogs, and they're all up in the bed.
It's just amazing how that happened. Again, it's sort of like writing the book. You don't think this is going to happen, and all of a sudden, it does happen. Lisa Gale Myers, our guest on the program. A few minutes left. Book is available, by the way, stratton-press.com, the publisher, Amazon, the usual places. The book is The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornburg. Bill, as you look back on this, what are some of your thoughts? You were there in the beginning when you probably said you're going to write a what? And now all of a sudden it's there. It's published. People are reading it, enjoying it, learning valuable life lessons from Ezekiel. What's this been like for you sitting back and watching Lisa excel as an author?
Well, I thought to myself that the best thing I could do is stay out of her way and give her full reins and let her take it over and, you know, go for her full potential.
Well, and it's really happened. And it's amazing that Lisa, just reading a little background on you, you're one that's not really comfortable out of your comfort zone. This had to be a real struggle for you to really do something that probably 5-10 years ago, if somebody would have suggested it, you would have said, no, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's spot on, Rick. And seeing that's the reason why I said that I don't feel like that this is all my work. And because I do really truly believe that God put it all in my heart and in my head, it's not, even though I was the one pushing the pencil, I think the only reason why I went through with it was because I felt like God gave me a gift and He didn't expect me to hide it under a rock. He gave me the gift for a reason, and that was this little book. And He gave me that book for a reason, and I wanted it to. I have no idea what each person that reads it will get out of it, because I sent it off with a prayer that God would deal with each heart separately. And, you know, it's important for me to touch. I mean, that's one way that I can witness to somebody that don't even really, because a lot of people don't want to talk about Jesus and God and heaven. But if they don't realize that in the book, that's where it's leading. I mean, it's all really circled around Jesus's miracles.
Well, you use all these examples, and then you have the parables there, and you deal with love, animals, forgiveness, so many things that we all deal with on a daily basis, and you do it in an entertaining way in the story. We'll take a minute here. So at the end, are you working on anything else now? Have you been called to write anything else there? You're so talented at doing this.
Actually, we've got the cover design all made out, and we're going through the wording and getting it corrected and everything. So I do have one book already in the making, and I'm anxious for it to come out. And like I said, it happened the same way. It just kind of all came to me. So, and there are so many parts of that book that I really, really love. And I'm excited about it. I really am.
When do you think that will be available?
Well, they always say the hardest part's the cover, and it's done. So
Oh,
I'm
good.
hoping, sometime within at least a year, maybe.
That's fantastic. You can check Amazon, just click the Lisa's name, and you'll see if another book's available, or at stratton-press.com. All this information on this book available on our website, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us. The book, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird, Following the Steps of the Great, A Journey Home, Lisa Gale, Gayle, Miles, Miles. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Bill, you've got the right approach to this. Just encourage and get out of the way and let her go about her stuff and write the story because it works that way. Thank you both for being with us on the program. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. And once again, the book, The Adventures of Ezekiel Alexander Thornbird, with us on the program, Lisa Gayle Myers. Bill Myers as well. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.